Salah, we're going to take some questions unanswered between the up until the Iqamah goes, inshallah. So if you need a piece of paper, it's up here. It's going to come out to the back if you have any questions. And keep the questions to the subject that you proposed to do with marriage and stuff like that. One of the questions was, should I have an interview on marrying a woman who does not wear hijab?
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. The issue of hijab has different opinions in the Sharia or amongst the ulama of Islam. If you mean by the hijab, the face cover, but if you mean the body cover.
Yeah, hijab is the one. My understanding is the hair, usually.
The hair.
The hair covering
the hair. No, the covering the hair, there is ijma'. All the ulama say that it is obligatory for a woman, Muslim woman, to cover her hair. Lakin, but some of our ulama say that the face is not obligatory to be covered, although it is better. But we take the opinion of which says that it is obligatory on the woman to cover even her face, because and the attraction is in the face. Attraction is in the face. Now, so if this is the case of this woman, I don't recommend that you go and murder her. Unless you look for the one who is a pious woman. Allah Rabbi.
Okay,
كيف يفعل الزوج الذي يحاول أن يقطع من زوجته أو يطلب منها أن تطعمه فتقول له كل بنفسك عندك يدين يقطع يديه. The question says, what can a husband do when he asks his wife that he wants to feed her by his hand, or he asks her to feed him by her hand, in a way that bring the love. But she says, you have two hands, you eat. I suggested that you cut his two hands. Easy. He needs to look. It's not only that, it is impossible that a couple who love each other, the wife goes and is more like that. You have two hands. It's not like that. Maybe there are some accumulations. After he had insulted her, had spoke badly against her, maybe lost her, maybe, and then he said, okay, let me feed you, or you feed me. Of course he would say, eat or stay hungry. Na'am, Allah Allah. هذا يدل على أن هناك مشكلة. He says, even when I bring her a gift, he said, don't bring me no more gifts. No wife would say that, except if there is a problem between them. There is a real serious problem. So first of all, you need to go and de-ice these mountains of ice between you and her. Now, and then you will see. She will bring you gifts. والله أعلم. إذا كان الزوج غير راض عن أصدقاء زوجته هل يجوز له أن يطلب منها أن تقطع هذه الصداقة وما الواجب عليها تجاه ذلك؟ أصدقاء أو صديقات؟ صديقات. If the husband is not so pleased, or he does not like the friends of his wife, is it permissible for him to ask her to stop this kind of friendship? And what is obligated upon her towards us? نقول هذا ينبغي أن يكون بالعدل. This must be with justice. ننظر لماذا قد هو لا يعجبه فقط من أجل أن يضيق عليها. Maybe he doesn't like them just because he wants to have no friends, be lonely. So now, how can I use that? To say this is not permissible for you. لكن إذا كان هؤلاء الصديقات يعني سيئات فنعم هذا من حقك أن تحافظ على بيتك. But if these friends are bad, then yes, you have the right to keep your house safe. نعم والله أعلم. وهي الواجب عليها أن تنتقي الصديقة التي تعينها على طاعة الله لا على معصية الله وتمرد على زوجها. And she must choose the friend that يعني, helps her in obeying Allah and obeying her husband. Not the friend that يعني, encourages her to disobey Allah and her husband. No, that's not a good friend to take. Wallahu a'lam.
Question is, Sheikh Mahini, please clarify how a husband should share his time in polygamy. So a husband's got more than a wife, how should he share his time?
نعم الأخت تسأل عن الرجل الذي هو معدد كيف يقسم الوقت. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان معدد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had more than one wife at the time, had nine wives at the time. كيف كان يوزع الوقت؟ How did he used to share the time? الليل من حق الزوجات. The night is for the wives. والنهار من حق الزوج. And the day is for the husband. فهو في الليل كل ليلة يبيت عند واحدة. لا يجوز له أن يبيت عند أخرى بدون إذن. Every night he must stay in one of the houses. He does not have the right to be two nights in one house. That is not permissible. نعم. ولا يجوز أيضا أن يعني يعمل هذا بدون علمها. كان يقول أنه مسافر أو أنه كذا ويذهب إلى الأخرى. هذا لا يجوز. Even if she doesn't know, يعني he says that he is traveling or like that, and then he goes to the other house. This is not permissible. يدل على ذلك the proof of that أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان في ليلة عائشة. He صلى الله عليه وسلم was in one night in the house of عائشة رضي الله عنها. It was the turn of عائشة. فلما ظن أنها نامت, when he thought that she slept, خرج من البيت. He left the house ولم تكن نامت, فخرجت وراءه وتتبعه. She followed him من غير أن يشعر. She did not make him to notice that someone is following him. حتى أتى البقيع. Up until he came to البقيع, which is the graveyard. فلما أراد أن يرجع ركضت. When he turned to return back room, she ran. فرأى شيئا في السواد. He saw something in darkness. لكن ما عرف ما هو. He did not recognize it. فلما وصل إلى البيت, when he came to the house, وجد عائشة تحت الغطاء. He found عائشة covered with the blanket. وكانت تنهج. يعني تنفس بقوة. And she was breathing badly. فعلم أنها كانت هي ذاك الذي اسمعه. He knew that she was there. فقال لها أخشيت أن يحيف الله ورسوله عليك أن يظلمك. يظلمك رسول الله والله يطلع ويعلم. You were scared that Allah and His Messenger oppress you, and His Messenger oppresses you and go to other house, and Allah يعني accept that. Then she realized and she said, Ya Rasulullah, فقالت يا رسول علمني ماذا أقول في جيت القبور. She said, teach me, what should I say when I visit the grave. فهذه القصة تدل على أنه لا يجوز للرجل أن ينسحب في أثناء الليل ويذهب عند الزوجة الأخرى حتى لو كانت زوجته عندها الحي وهو يريد أن يستمتع. Even if his wife is in the menses and he wants to enjoy. He cannot go to the other house. تقول أم المؤمنين, the mother of the believers said, كانت تكون إحدانا عليها الحيض. One of us maybe used to be in the menses. فيقول أن فيلقي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليها الخرقة ويستمتع بها. يعني يغطي الفرج ويستمتع بها دون الفرج. He صلى الله عليه وسلم used to through a piece of cloth, meaning to prevent where the menses, and he enjoys her. نعم هذا من العدل. This is from the justice. نعم والله أعلم. Huh? دي شوية في الأيام. يوم السبت لعائشة ويوم الأحد لفاطمة. لكن الذي عنده مريم ماذا يسمى؟ كيف يعني ماذا؟ أما بالنسبة للجيد بالنسبة للنهار اللي قال to the daytime, فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يدور على نسائه يطمئن عليهم. يعني عنده 9 نساء, معقول ما يرجع إلى مثلا عائشة يطمئن عليه إلا بعد 8 أيام؟ هذا ليس صحيح. يعني صلى الله عليه وسلم 9 wives. Is it logic that after he left the house of Aisha today, he does not come back until next week or after 1 week? لا, بل كان في النهار يطوف على البيوت ويسأل كيف حالكم, كيف أنتم, هكذا تحتاجون شيء. He صلى الله عليه وسلم used to tour around the houses in the daytime to see his family. نعم and check. هذا ولم يكن صلى الله عليه وسلم عنده أطفال منهم. He صلى الله عليه وسلم did not have children from them. نعم فكيف بالذي عنده أطفال؟ يترك أطفاله 3 أيام 4 أيام ما يأتي, لأن زوجته تغضب تقول لا أنت ذهبت عندها مرتين. لا هذا غلط. النهار للزوج حتى يقوم بوظيفته. ليس معنى النهار للزوج يعني يذهب يستمتع بالزوجة الأخرى يبقى عندها النهار كله, لا, لكن للزوج يعني يقوم بعمله كأب, يدور على البيوت يرى كيف, ثم هو في النهار يعمل. So it does not mean that it is for the husband so he go and enjoy the other house. لا it means he takes the duty of a father, not of a husband. Let it be clear. And it is haram for him to go to the other house and enjoy it. لا أخي, this is not justice. He has a duty. He has 3 duties. Worker, he needs to go and work. Husband, he must be just with all wives and at night. And father, that he goes in daytime and check all the family, how the children are doing, like that. Allah
Wa'ala. The next question is, how much hair should a woman shower on the weekend? How much hair should she shower on the weekend?
How much hair does she have? Yani all hair. I don't know what does she mean by how much hair. Yani the front only? Hiya. No, I mean, she shows her hair. The hair, the head hair. A complete hair. Yeah? I know, she takes on the hijab. Yani he married her when he goes and sees her when she's in hijab and later on found her bald. In the daytime? No, we said daytime is for the husband, not for the wives. So if one of the wives is sick, even at night, if one of the wives is sick, but you have to be careful because the wives are, very tricky. I know one case in Jeddah. His wife, and it is a riddle, every time he goes to the other house, she calls, oh, That's me. I immediately hedge and go there. I mean, the other wife, which is turn, her turn is complains. He says, are you human? Are you Muslim? She's sick. But she's there, you know. And she's living in a very far area. So when he goes there, he says, go back now, I'll spend the night here. And especially that this wife who acts like this is the new wife. So of course he will find her, he'll find it a good chance. Huh? But yani, you need to be logic, you need to be just with that. And remember, you are dealing with Allah, who knows everything. And the Prophet ﷺ already told you, on the day of resurrection, you're going to come with half face tilted. Actually, this is very, very ugly. Very ugly. And imagine now when you come on the day of resurrection, when not 1,000, 1 million, 1 billion people, all from your father, Adam, he looks to you and, not a good boy, not a good son. Until the last man, they all look at you and say, oh, what's this? You marry more than one wife and you don't be just. Everyone will recognize you that he is the one who had more than one wife and he was unjust. And you still seen on you. Tell me. So you walk out to free yourself of the punishment of the day of resurrection. No lie. جزاك الله خيرا على هذه المحاضرة المفيدة. آمين. بعض العلماء أجاز المستيار. ها؟ ما أدري عندنا يقولوا مستيار. لا وهناك كذلك بعض الإخوة يتساءلون في الزواج طلاق زواج بنية الطلاق. متلاعبين بالأعراض وهنا جرت فتنة. نقول هذا خطأ يا إخوان. العلماء جوزوا لمن كان يدرس في بلد كافر مثلا في أوروبا في أمريكا والفتنة قائمة، يذهب إلى الكلية جنبه زميلة مدرسته امرأة، يركب الباص إلى جواره امرأة، هذا وقع في فتنة عظيمة. فقالوا هذا يجوز له أن يتزوج من هناك، يسمونه كما قال الأخ زواج المسفار. لكن حتى أن بعضهم قال لا بأس إن أضمر الطلاق عند العودة، كما قال شيخنا العلامة بن باز رحمه الله، قال لا بأس أن يتزوج الإنسان حتى لو بنية نية في القلب، أما إذا تكلم بها صار متعة الرافضة ووزنا حرام. لكن إذا نوى في القلب، السؤال لو إنسان نوى أن يطلق زوجته هل يلزمه شيء؟ ما يلزمه شيء. الآن أنت متزوج، لو أغضبتك زوجتك ثم في نفسك كذا قلت أنا أريد أن أطلقها، ما يلزمك تطلقها ولا يقع الطلاق، لأن هذا من عمل القلب. So some of the scholars like our noble scholar Ibn Baz رحمه الله, he said it is permissible for a person who is studying abroad in a Western countries where it is open for the woman and he is badly seduced by the woman around him in the bus, everywhere, in the street and everywhere. You know how the women are, especially in the summer. Now, even in the winter, as I told the brother, in the winter, the woman here, white, long but tight. In the summer, they wear nothing. So, now, this person, if he does not get married, is going to be soonly falling into the sin. So that's why the Sheikh said it is permissible for him to marry, even if he intends to divorce, because this intention does not make anything to this marriage. It's only something in the heart. Even you, as I said, you as a husband now, if your wife makes you angry and you intended now to divorce her, and then you go there and calm down, is there any divorce? No divorce, because it's only intention. only if he did not ask of nothing. But if you say that I want to marry you for time I am here in the UK, for example, and once I finish my schooling, I am going back home and I am divorcing you. Say, this is zina. This is zina. Even if you pay mahar, even if you have shuhud, even if you have wali, this is zina. Even if you tell somebody else. هو نقول أمر الذي لا ترضاه لابنتك ولأختك لا ترضاه لنساء الآخرين. What you don't accept for your daughter, your sister, don't allow it for the others. لكن ما المقصود بهذا؟ أنه يتزوج بنية الطلاق؟ قلنا هذا نية في القلب ما يتكلم بها، ما يجوز أن يتكلم بها، لكن هو نوى، قال أنا أريد أن أحفظ نفسي في هذه البلاد. He intends to marry to protect himself in this land. قد يجمع الله بينهما. كثير من الناس جمع الله بين المودة بينهما أبدا. And many cases of marriage like that, Allah تعالى brought the love to these two and kept it forever as husband and wife. نعم الله أعلم.
So we're going to pray, and then continue the questions now to the other questions.